Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell you, it's exciting. Wow, it's the last Saturday of the year. We have made it through to the end of 2011. And we're looking for exciting new things to happen in 2012. I tell you, I thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am your host for today. Usually every Saturday morning, occasionally I get my daughter, thank God, to fill in for me. This is going to be an exciting year for 2012. I'm going to add additional hosts to the show and bring about a different change just a little bit so you can have a different ingredients. That takes us back to my book, Dream Recipe. It teaches you how to create your own recipe for your life. It deals with the ingredients and the input that make your recipe unique and different from anybody else's. So when we're talking about the recipe for the radio program, we are going to be adding some different ingredients for 2012. So you don't want to miss it. In fact, you might want to get involved. Before we get going, again, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I welcome you to an exciting end of the year show. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning for a beautiful, beautiful year. Thank you for all the grace and the mercy. Thank you for good health. Thank you for the trials and tribulations. Thank you for the growth. Thank you for the love, the forgiveness. Just thank you, God, for being the God that you are. And thank you for your Son, Jesus, that came and saved us all, giving us the opportunity to come directly to you and make our request. Father God, we love you, and I asked you this morning, Father God, to add an exciting ingredient to each and everyone that's on the show today and around the world, all the mothers and daughters and their families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to thank God for such a wonderful year. And I know we all can go back and we can name a whole bunch of things that we just say, well, this happened, that happened, that. But look where you are right now, this moment. Right now, this moment, you are fine. I don't care what you went through. It brought you to this point. It made you stronger. It made you the person that you are right now to prepare you for where you're going. So if you're breathing, you're talking, you can see, you can hear, you can taste, you can feel, you know, you can always communicate with God because you have an internal conversation inside of your head that no matter what happens to the body, you will always be able to talk to God. And we thank Jesus for the suffering that allow us to be able to do that. So whatever you complain about in 2011, leave it in 2011. Stop the complaining. Let's move on in love. That's going to be the theme for today. Let's move on in love. Let's love each other because none of us are perfect. You know, why point your finger at someone else when you can look at yourself and see all the imperfections? I mean, nobody's perfect. We all are trying to figure it out and to understand exactly what we're supposed to do according to the Word of God. So today is a day of love. Today is a day of forgiveness. And whatever, and I'm going to start with me, whatever I've done or said that has maybe touched your heart the wrong way, let me be the first one to say I apologize. And let me say that I love you. Because that's what it's all about. And sometimes we do things and say things that we really don't realize that we've said something hurt somebody's feelings or the way that we said it. Because this all depends on what's going on in our conversation, our intro conversation in our head. And sometimes it doesn't come right out of our mouth, and it may hurt someone's feelings. So let me be the first one to say to anyone all over the world, I send out love, peace, and forgiveness. And I ask that each and every one of you do the same. It's just not worth it. God gets no glory out of it, and it's not going to help you at all. And to all my listeners, I want you to call your mother and daughter friends. Tell them that we are on the air. It's the round table. It's an exciting conversation on Blog Talk Radio. They can go on and click on the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network and join us there, or they can simply call us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. Click 1 to join the conversation if you want to talk to us. But if you don't, you can just sit back, relax, and listen to the conversation. Our stimulating topic this morning is the truth in a mother and daughter relationship. It's the truth in a mother and daughter relationship. I like to say we took off last week. I hope everybody had a nice Christmas and enjoyed the family. And I pray that everybody celebrated Jesus' birthday in the appropriate manner, and knowing that it was not about the personal gifts and did I get what I want, or you didn't remember me from the selfish point of view. That's not what the holidays is about. It's about us remembering that it was Jesus' birthday. Rather, you know, it was the date. You know, some people say, well, that wasn't a day. It doesn't matter. Every day is a day that we should celebrate Jesus' birthday. And if you do it every day, 360 days a year, then you're going to hit it. You know, you're not going to miss it. Yeah, 52 weeks every week, just celebrating the birthday. So you don't have that to complain about. And I'd like to thank our partners. We have some new exciting people that's coming on board for some things that we're doing. I want to thank you. We are celebrating the 2012 grand opening for the Mother and Daughter radio program, the Mother and Daughter social network, and also the television show, which is going to be Ask Dr. Bessie. So these are the things that are coming out. It's all in place. Things are taking place. We've already started. And look for all of these things in 2012. We are moving. It is moving up, 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 up. And I'm excited about it. All of my partners are excited about it. Got a producer now. Everything is looking really good. I want to thank the ambassadors. They are the ones behind the scene that make these things happen. You know, it's not just about me. It really, truly is not about me. It's been a few ladies behind me that have stuck with me through thick and thin, and I just want to say thank you, ladies. Could not do any of this without you, and we're ready to move forward. And I welcome all of the audience, all the mothers and daughters from around the world. You know, the most amazing thing is that I really don't know all the people that we touch. I just know sometimes we get feedback from different places. Now we can go in and look at the cities and the countries and see who's on the internet, but, you know, I don't get to talk to them. So for all of the people that are out there that are listening, I want to say thank you for last year. I appreciate it. It's been an exciting year, and it's getting even more exciting for this year. I'm excited about it. My schedule is so tight. I'm loving it because I remember the days when I was praying, God, will you ever use me again? Well, the call has been answered. So 2012, let's do it. The topic this morning is the truth in a mother and daughter relationship. Again, I'm your host for the new people that are coming on, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you can reach me at www.drbessie.com. That's www.drbessie.com. Or you can visit our website. We still have the old website now. It's mdbn.org, mdbn.org. Thank you so very much. Let's see what we have here. Again, love the topic, the truth in a mother and daughter relationship. You know, when we talk about the truth is the one thing that most people don't want to align their minds with. They'd rather abort the issue. Now, when I say that, the truth is defined according to a person's thought. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today and look at, you know, where we are. This is a growing point for all of us. It's about the truth. And, you know, everybody thinks they have the truth. See, that's the unique piece about it. You know, no matter what the topic is, the person that is joining in on the topic feels that what they're saying is the truth. And they're not looking at it from the perspective and the surroundings and how they gather the information. So let's look at that, because we have our daughters. Mothers, we have our daughters looking at us. And, of course, if we're real honest, we can see our mothers. And when we were little girls and when we were teenagers, when we were young mothers, the things that we discovered, and we realized that our mothers wasn't all perfect, you know, and that's okay. But they were loving, and they did what they know and knew to be the best that they could do, and that's where we are. We are doing the very best that we know how to do. And with that, that's why we come to the round table, so that we can look at a particular topic, examine ourselves, and maybe make some changes. Things that we say on the mother and daughter bonding roundtable, you know, if they don't fit you, then it's okay. It's not for you. But hopefully we will say something through the conversation that will stir up something in your spirit, that will bring up a thought that you would say, you know, I need to really look at that, because I need to make some changes, or I'm on track. Thank God. I was wondering if I was doing it right. Now I'm listening to other mothers and their daughters, and, you know, maybe I'm doing pretty good. And sometimes I do that too, because I look at, now that I'm a minister, I'm looking at other ministers and I'm looking at their lives. And when I go through trials and tribulations and the challenges, I'm thinking, oh, okay, then I'm on track, because it is falling in line with what Jesus said. If you follow me, there will be trials and tribulations. Now, you're just not going to follow me and think that nobody's going to bother you, because when you follow me, you start living from the good of the land. You start talking about me. You start talking about the good news. Then, you know, Satan's going to get angry. So he's going to go after his little people that he can use to stir up trouble, to keep something going, to attack you. And when I look at that, I'm thinking, wow, then I'm on track. Because most of the ministers that I'm studying now, and the things that they went through in their lives, the trials and tribulations, when they come up in my life, I'm thinking, okay, that's my measuring point. I'm good. It's a part of the system. And once you understand that, you'll be able to stay within faith, because you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is, when you're serving God, trials and tribulations will come. You will warn, and it will happen. Now, let's look at last week. When I say last week, well, last week we were off for Christmas. We took a couple weeks based on the fact that, you know, during the holidays, I try to allow the families to get together. And we are back this week, and we're on our journey for 2012. So let's just give a little highlight here, so that for the people that wasn't on the phones a couple weeks ago, they can catch up. We had a conversation about hidden secrets in a mother and daughter relationship. Now, that was a really hot topic. And what I suggest is that you go to our website, www.mdbn.org, and go to the Blog Talk Radio and listen to that particular show. It's Hidden Secrets in a Mother and Daughter Relationship. And as I was doing the show, a personal discovery came up. And as I say, we're going to have an honest conversation. I discovered within my conversation with the audience, and it hit me. I was a hidden secret. I was a hidden secret for a long time. So we discussed that. Want to know about it? Go listen to the show. all right, because I'm not going to go back over that. But down through the generations, there have been hidden secrets in most, or if not all, families that were discovered in the next generation. A lot of times things happen in our lives, and it won't be discovered until the next generation, our children, will discover it, or our grandchildren, because things seem to come out. There's nothing that you're going to do that's going to be hidden forever. It will surface. So there are discoveries of hidden secrets. Now, one of the biggest things that we discovered is that, you know, when you're talking about families, we're talking about, you know, we were talking about the father. The mother only knows who the real father is. And I know that's touchy to a lot of people where they go, what are you talking about? You know, there was some back, backroom discussions on that. You know, what are you talking about? Yeah, that's the truth. The mother is the only one that knows who the real father of your daughter or your son, because they are the one that knows. The father doesn't know. And there's always been a joke, mother's baby and father's maybe. And I'm not taking that lightly. I'm just saying that when we look at the real truth of it, you know, you're the one that knows. And the child has to take what you say. And the biggest hidden secret, basically, a lot of times, that is a hidden one. You know, and from that to incest and just the stuff that goes on through the years. Well, that molds the mind of the child. The things that happen in their lives when they're growing up, the things that they keep their mouth closed about, that molds the way the person thinks and react and behave when certain things happen in their life as they grow up. A lot of times it brings about ill feelings toward the parents, or I do a lot of counseling, so I can't go into all of it, but sometimes I hear things like, you know, I was molested and my mother knew about it, and she didn't say anything. She just kept her mouth closed. Well, then that brings up a whole new thought, a new feeling about that daughter and her mother. You know, how dare you? And she grows up with that. So we're talking about real hidden secrets. Some just you carry to your grave. So that brings us to the memory, you know, when we're talking about the truth. Well, Jesus said the truth will set you free. And that brings us to our topic this week, the truth in a mother and daughter relationship. Now, we talked about hidden secrets. Now, let's talk about some of the truths in the mother and daughter relationship. First, most of us have heard that the truth will set you free, but free from what? See, we talk about the truth will set you free, but most people don't follow that up and say, free from what? So let's start with the intro conversation, which deals with your mind and all those words that are formulating in your head. What are you saying? What are you hearing? Where did you get your information from? You know, was it something that you read, or was it something that someone said to you, or was it something that you heard? Just stop and think about that for a moment. Where did you get your information from? Because you can't always go with that little voice that's talking in your head. Keep in mind, you have two voices that are giving you instructions on what to do. There's the good, the bad. You have to make a decision as to what you're hearing. Now, you know, and I know it is so hard to convince somebody that what they think is wrong, because it came up inside of them and they heard that voice inside and they said, well, because they think that they thought about it, they assume that that is the truth. They don't realize the complexity of voices, spirits, conversations, And everybody is fighting. It's a warfare for your soul. So therefore, you have a choice. Are you listening to the voice of God, or are you listening to the voice of Satan? And Satan is so slick, he will convince you that you are right, and no matter what, you think you're right, but there's something that will measure every thought. And I want you to get this. There is something that will measure every thought, and you know it, and that is your heart. You will feel it in your heart. You will know it's wrong when you're doing it, but yet Satan will convince you that you're right. And then you override your heart, and you'll say and do things and hurt someone's feelings, knowing that you're doing it. Think about it, the truth. Is it the truth, or is it some voice that you're hearing? Believe it or not, that information is what you use to formulate decisions on the truth as you see it. Now that brings us to your truth. What do you see? See, your truth. That's why we have to examine ourselves. God says, judge ye, let ye be judged. See, look at yourself. Because what you do to others, you're going to be judged accordingly. You know, if you say something or do something to someone else, then it's coming right back to you. You're going to be judged according to what you put out. So that's why, mothers, we have to be very careful on what we say and how we do it. And I look at grown people, I mean, you know, adult mothers and daughters, and I'm thinking, you're 40, you're 50, you're 60, even 70. Come on now. When are we going to stop all of this? I mean, you're not going backwards. You're headed out. You're headed out of this life. And you need to know where you're going. In order to get there, you've got to start discovering the real truth. And the real truth is hidden and entwined in the Word of God. You've got to go in there and read it. You've got to ask for revelation. You've got to ask for understanding. And don't think that you've read it before and you know it so well, because you don't. It's forever growing. Every time you learn something, you can take one verse and you can read that one verse 10 times a day, and every time you get a different revelation. Why would you get the same one? Doesn't make any sense. You're not growing. So that's the truth. It is what you think that you know within your own head, or should I say your thoughts, that allow you to fight for your thoughts as if they are the real truth. Because people want to defend their word and their thoughts. You will have to almost kill someone when they decide that that's the truth. Now, are they basing it on facts? Are they basing it on God's word? Where are you getting it from? That's why with my pastor, Keith Moore, the one thing he teaches is that show it to me in the Bible. He's with More Life Ministries. I suggest that you go on that website, www.morelifeministries, click on downloads, listen to some of the teachings. It's all free. That's what I like about that. It's all free. His music, everything is free. But when you go on there, listen. And there's some things on there about the truth. But is it you or is it someone else? Now, I know you may say, well, Dr. Fletcher, you know, those are my thoughts. And I say, are they? You know, that's my question. Or are you being influenced by the words of others? Now, a good example of that is when we tell our daughters to use their own mind and not allow the minds of their friends and others to influence them. You know, and I don't think anything make a mother more angrier when they
discover that their child is into a situation, and then the child say, you know, well, I did it because my friends was doing it. The first thing a mother probably would do is just start getting angry. What are you saying? I've taught you better. You knew not to do that. And then you listen to your friends. A lot of times they call it peer pressure. That brings up an anger into the mother, because now she has to deal with something that had the daughter used her own mind, her own thoughts, according to your rearing, you know, may have been avoided. Now, that's the one thing I could say about my mother, and she was a stickler on that. If I said I wanted to do something or asked to do something, I better not say, and I'm saying better not say to her, my friends are doing it. All of my friends are doing it. Well, that's the one thing she would not allow me to do. And I don't care how much I beg, cry, she would not. That the answer is no, 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 and that's it. Would not change. So I've learned, you know, not to say. I'd have to keep my mouth closed. I would have to act as an independent. Mother, may I do so and so and so and so? And then she would discuss it. But if I say, well, I want to do it because of my friends are doing it, that's one thing I wouldn't get to do. And she was very tight on that. I didn't like it as a child, but as I, you know, time went by and I became a mother, then I began to appreciate that, because then I realized that I wanted my daughter to think on her own. I wanted her to use her own mind, because what you don't realize, that's training for the future. That's training for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. So mothers, in order for us to make an honest difference in our daughters and our granddaughters' lives in the future, we have to get started now, looking and listening at what we as mothers are saying and doing in front of and around our daughters, because our daughters are going to be the barriers of our future children. And, you know, a lot of times people say to me, well, Dr. Fletcher, why is it that you concentrating on daughters? Why about fathers and sons? Well, you know, I didn't pick this mission. God chose it for me. I love it. Couldn't have picked it. Never thought about it. But every day I say, God, thank you, because this is my journey. This is my task. This is my assignment. And what a beautiful thing, mothers and daughters, the bearers of the future, the good news. Because we're mirrors of our mothers, we have to be very careful. We have to always examine ourselves, always trying to read, to understand, you know, our mothers and our fathers, and nothing against fathers, Lord knows, thank God for fathers. You know, they teach us, they give us all that they know how to give us, and they expect for us to take it and move up a notch. That's why, long time ago when I was young, and even to this day, don't get me wrong, I'm just speaking of my time as a teenager, it was always stressed to me by my parents. We want you to finish high school, and we want you to go to college, because we don't want you to stop where we stopped in high school. We want you to take it to the next level. And that's why we worked so hard to afford you the opportunities that we did not have. And that was stressed all the time, so much so that I felt burdened by it, because I am an only child. And because of that, it was always pressure. I didn't have a brother or sister in the house that, you know, they could take some of the stress. You know, if one don't do, maybe the other one will. You know, no, my mother would say, if you don't do it, there's no one else. So that was a lot of pressure. I'm like, okay. So I'm always thinking. But in spite of all of that, I still didn't go to college when I got out of high school. I got married. It was the two things that you did. You got married or you went to school. And I got married. And it took me about 12 years to decide that I wanted to go to college, because I didn't want to go to college at the time. And maybe because there was so much pressure. But then, as they always say, mothers are right. I look back at it and I regret the fact that I did not go to college when I got out of high school. I should have just moved right into it. But once it hit me that I needed that education, I started my journey. And I went from a technical school to a PhD. So, and two masters in between, undergrad, two masters, and then a PhD. With that, it helps you to come to the next level. It increases your awareness, your study skills, and it will drive you to seek the truth. And with that, you increase your ability to read and understand and receive. So therefore, it leads you to the great book. The Bible, as you've been studying it, comes up in this whole scenario of seeking the truth. So that brings us back to that one thing that I always like to say, you know, when you're talking about the intro conversation, that is my mission, is to teach people how to manage that intro conversation, that ongoing conversation in their head. Now, you got a conversation in your head that you fight with on a daily basis. Now, that I know to be true because you have a will. God gave you a will, and that will means you can choose. You know, sometimes you may say, you know, I don't want to choose. I'm tired. You know, but you do. And now the choices are so great. You go to a place and they have 25 hamburgers. You know, everything is just in make your own. But as my pastor said, I was listening to him this past week, if you only had one choice, one thing, you wouldn't have to go through that. And I know when I go to my daughter's house and the kids and everybody's got the choices and everybody can decide what they want. You know, a long time ago, either just fixed dinner, put it on the table, you sat down, you ate, whether you wanted it or not. No one had anything to do with the menu. The menu was created according to what you had. Now, you have so many choices. And it takes an hour to decide what you're going to eat. What do you want? I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want. Well, I have what you have. Well, I don't know what I have. Well, you know, and it just go on and on and on, and it just gets mind-boggling. But if you had just one choice to find the truth, then you don't have to go through all that. You don't have to worry about those two conversations because you'll be able to recognize that one thing, and that's the voice of God, which distinguishes and leads you in the right direction. But now you just can't just do that. You got to be saved. You have got to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have got to have a relationship with God in order to hear him and understand him. But that's a whole different topic. Now, some mothers, I'm sure, are listening, and they're saying, you know, well, maybe I believe some of that, Dr. Fletcher, and maybe I don't. And it's okay. But you know what you believe in your heart. And if we change our words, it's going to change our life. Because that intro conversation is the key. I don't care which way you go. I don't care what you think or say. I challenge anyone out there that can tell me something that the one thing that everyone has as a human being on this earth is an intro conversation. Now, everything else varies differently some way or the other, but you will always have that intro conversation in your head, that conversation that is going to challenge you. That is the life that we've been given here on this earth, to make the choices. God wants to know if you're going to choose him. He's a jealous God, but he is a loving God. To create you as a mother and to create you as your daughter and then say, you know what, I love you so much, you can make the choices. Either you choose me or you choose Satan, whichever one you want. I'm going to love you whichever way you do it. And that's where we have to get with our daughters. You know, we and our mothers, we have to stop judging
and stop blaming and stop coming up with excuses of why this is happening and why this is not happening. That serves no purpose. Get over it. You halfway through your life, get over it and stop being like a child. How are you going to be a mother when you're acting like the daughter? And that's what I run into a lot of times in various cases. The daughter is more mature than the mother. And that's some of the damaging things that happens in the relationship. You got to always know that you're a mother, and you only get that respect is when you give it. You know, just because you're the mother doesn't mean that you want to get respect because you're the mother. No, you've got to earn that. You've got to make up your mind that I'm the mother and I'm going to stand. And no matter how your children act up and how your daughter may act up, you've got to stand that I'm the mother. Toss them over to God. Keep it moving. Love them, because what you put in them as a child is still in there. And they will respond to that one day. They can be 50, 60 years old, but they're coming back. Trust me. So now when we're talking about the truth, I'm looking at, and I'm kind of going back and forth a little bit, and of course, you know, as I write things, the Holy Spirit just start talking, so we may go over to the left, come back to the right, but follow me. It's what's in the conversation in your head that brings out the reality. Now, you could say, you know, how do I make my dreams my reality? But you also can say, how can I make my conversation, my intra-conversation, my truth? You have to read the word. You have to say exactly what the Father said. You have to do exactly what the Father does. And then blessings follow. You cannot listen to that conversation in your head and add to the word of God or take away. Just read it exactly the way he said. There's 3,000 or more promises in the Bible. If it's promises on love, forgiveness, finances, healing, don't change it. Say exactly what he said and believe that and hold on to that. And that's where the truth lies. It lies inside that word. It lies inside your faith to believe the word without altering it or changing it in any way, shape, or form. Standing on exactly what he says. And I'm going to give an example of that before I end. Jesus and his mother was at a wedding, and he was at a party, a wedding party. I know that sometimes people think that's hard to believe. Jesus went to a party. Yes, he did. And his mother said to him, they have ran out of wine. And Jesus looked at his mother and said, well, woman, what does that have to do with me? But he knew in his heart what she was saying. And I'm just coming from my perspective, but using the word there. His mother looked at the servants and said, whatever he asks you to do, just do it. And my interpretation of that is, don't question him. Just do what he says. She said, just do it and miracles will follow. So when he asked them to go out and get the water and come back, that was the first miracle. It was turning water into wine. So that is your testimony to the truth. And that is the truth that will set you free. That if you don't change anything, if you just say exactly what he says and do exactly what he says to do, miracles will follow.
And I'm a prime example of that. I started focusing 100% on that within the last 4 months, and things have changed in my life. Things are moving in my life. And I'm like, wow, just do what he said. It's so simple. Now, mothers, if we practice that, our daughters will see us, and they will see the change in us, and they will want to do that. That's what he says is the good news. They have to see it to believe it. The faith comes by hearing. So when they hear you say, you know, I'm saying exactly what Jesus said, the Father said, and I'm going to do exactly what Jesus said, the Father said for us to do. And then they see the change in your life. That's the good news. And they say, wow, I'm going to do that too, because I'm seeing my mother change. I'm seeing my mother coming up. I'm seeing my mother not wanting for finances. I'm seeing her health. I'm seeing her healed. That's good news. So if you want to know where the real truth is, look within the Word. See what Jesus said and just do it. Thank you for listening. I'm going to open up the lines. Anyone like to join me this morning, click 1, and we'll talk about it. The good news, the truth. Powerful. And for 2012, we've got to make changes. We cannot go in 2012 expecting something different from 2011 if we're doing the same thing. They say if you're acting a fool in 2011, you don't want to act a fool in 2012, because you're going to end up with the same thing. We have got to change. We've got to look at what is it that Jesus is saying and how we can make those things happen in our lives. Otherwise, we're going to repeat 2011 in 2012, and I don't want to do that. So my goal for 2012 is to constantly look at it. And I'm hoping that with all the women that are in my life and the women that are coming into my life and the gentlemen, you know, that we'll be able to help each other move from one level to the other. I have a caller. 3400. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. This is Sandra D. in Margate, Florida.
How are you doing, Sandra?
Just fine. I just wanted to say I enjoyed listening to you on Saturday morning for 2011, and of course, I look forward to joining you for 2012.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure. I mean, all your messages is always encouraging. I do learn something every time I listen to you to kind of get me that little boost to kind of get me going, you know. So definitely keep up the good works, and I've enjoyed you.
Well, I thank you for that. I appreciate you. And to our listening audience, this is Sandra D. Sandra D. is one of our ambassadors. Very close to the project, everything that we do. And she has a company called You Go Girls. So if you want to look at her website, go to www.yougogirls. And it's an interesting concept. We'll be doing a lot with Sandra this year in etiquette with young girls. So, Sandra, I appreciate all of your dedication. I really, really do. And 2011, and we got a busy year for 2012, and it's exciting, isn't it? You feel it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can't wait. I feel it inside me, and I'm just ready to go. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells me, because I'm ready to prosper 2012. No more looking back.
Right, right. So, okay, that's behind us now. And this evening, you know, we're going to move from 2011 to 2012, and we're going to thank God all the way. And say, you know what? I thank him for everything that happened in 2011 because it made me strong. And when I was going through it, I thought, oh, Lord, am I going to make it? But I look back over it, I'm like, wow, thank you. Thank you. It made me closer to God. It increased the strength of my conversations within my head. It made me look at myself. I examined myself. You know, I judged myself. And I took the criticism and the from God of, you know, what I need to do to get to the next level and what is he expecting me. And I am excited about 2012. So many things are on our plate right now that we are actually having to just say, wow. You know, just wow.
Oh, yes. I agree, too. I look forward, and I've accomplished, and I definitely learned a lot in 2011, getting closer to the Lord, too, as well. And I also wanted to say, too, I taught my son at a very early age, too, when I saw him starting to get with friends and he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he was being a follower. So I, too, taught my son at a young age, do not be a follower. Always be a leader. And to this day, it seems to work. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was still on or not because I had lost you.
Yeah, well, someone is calling in, and they always call in at the time, you know. So you said you taught your son at a young age as well.
Oh, yes, to definitely be a leader and not a follower. And to this day, that's what he does. He's a leader. He doesn't follow the gang, and you know, unless it's something good.
That is good. And then he knows that. He knows that you are going to not tolerate a whole bunch of mess when it comes to excuses as to what's right and what's wrong. And he'll take that into his adult life for his children.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. I remember an incident when he was young, and I had to go to the school to speak to one of the teachers about something that happened. And I told him right away, I said to him, you better tell me the truth. I'm not going in there defending you and, you know, come out looking bad. So, no, he's always been that way since day one, since I taught him, of course. So, yes, I think he's going to be a good young man.
All right, all right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. Actually, you know, looking back over the years and looking back about over the training and development that we've gotten from our parents. You know, I used to run around and say, you know, boy, I hate getting a spanking, but, you know, and the terms of South Carolina back in the day, a whipping. But when I look back at it, I'm like, man, it kept us in line. We knew the truth. And the truth did set us free because if you went outside of those boundaries, you knew you were going to get a spanking. And that kind of kept you straight. That was the straight truth. Now, with children not having any boundaries and not being able to follow some of the old rules, I know people think it's old and it doesn't fit, but when you look back at it, the generations now are getting weaker and weaker because they have so many choices. And they don't really know the truth. And it's hard for a Christian mother to raise her child when the child is immersed into the group of all types and all learning. So therefore, you know, when you're trying to keep your child on the straight and narrow, you know, it makes him or her look like, you know what, my mother's not being fair. And sometimes they don't realize that until they're adults that, you know what, my mother was fair. Even though she was a little hard on me, I look back now as a man 24, 30-some years old, you know, that was good, you know, because really this group now, we have respect, we have manners, and sometimes you don't find manners, and you don't even hardly hear that word. Even me saying it sounds funny. Because when I was little, it was yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and you didn't even think about anything else. But now you very seldom hear it. And when I hear it, I'm so taken back that I'm like, wow, you know? This person say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And I'm looking at them, you know, like, this is good. It's refreshing. So our topic today, and I don't want to go too far from it, it's on mothers and daughters, and it's about the truth in the mother and daughter relationship. You know, no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, if your mother and daughter relationship is not in a position where you can talk and have an honest conversation, no matter what age the child is, you have to find the appropriate words and timing. But it has to come from the truth. And the truth, people say, well, what is the truth? The truth is what you feel in your heart. See, that's when you know the truth. It's just like if somebody says something to you and you feel it in your heart that they're lying, you know that's not the truth. But you don't have anything to measure it that you can just put right out there and say, like a machine, that you're lying. God gives you a built-in signal inside of you, your spirit, that will detect when there is danger, when there's dishonesty close around you. It's like the deer drinking water, and all of a sudden the deer would just turn its head and look. Someone can be 100 yards away, but that deer can detect something in the spirit that something is near, danger is near. Well, we have, you think God would build a deer with all of that and not build us as human beings? What more would he do for us? Then you know, people say it's my intuition. Call it what you want to, but you have that thing in you that will measure what's around you. And that's why I tell people, well, if you don't know who I am, just ask God. And I ain't trying to prove anything to anybody because, you know, some days I'm on it and some days I'm not. I'm just like everybody else. Some days I'm praying and saying, God, I don't understand it. You know, can you help me? Give me some understanding. All of those things make us human. And just because I'm on the radio on Saturday morning and just because God has assigned me to do this radio program doesn't mean that I know it all. I am being taught. And I love the way he chose to teach me. He says, you know what? I study with you during the week, and then I give you the test on Saturday morning. And the test is getting on this radio program, being able to share the thoughts that he's given me, and as I share the thoughts, he increased the understanding. So I enjoy it. If nobody was on the radio but me, I could still do this and enjoy it. And, of course, most people that know me know that I like to talk. You know, you couldn't do this if you didn't like to talk. I mean, you've got to be able to talk, and God gives us assignments according to our talent. My talent is the communication with people to talk. I love to talk. Can talk all day. Some people say, you know, yeah. A girlfriend says, you know, she talk more than you. Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I talk a lot. But you know what? I know what to talk about. That's the key. And I talk through as honest conversations as I possibly can. Now, whether you think it's honest doesn't matter. It's between me and God. And that's the key that people have to understand, is that you got to be honest in your heart because God sees your heart. You cannot fool him. You can fool a lot of people, but you cannot fool God. You look like a fishbowl. And I like to say that because it tickles me, like a fishbowl. And he just looks in there and he can see in your heart and he knows your intent. And he says it's come from the intent. And the intent is just that small, minute before the thought, you know. It's from the intent of it that you'll be judged. So, therefore, we are looking for the truth. I thank you very much. You have a great weekend. This is the New Year's, and we are going to have a celebration this evening, and we're going to celebrate and rejoice on all the good things that happened in 2011. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a little different than your normal New Year's Eve party. And we're going to talk about the good things that happened in 2011 and how we're going to grow and progress
from those good things from 2011. We are not even going to talk about a negative thing tonight. It's all going to be good. And enjoy some good food and bring the New Year's in right. And we're going to be on the water as the New Year's come in. So Happy New Year's to everybody, and I look forward to 2012. I want to thank all of my listeners for getting up on Saturday morning, listening to the program. You know, I appreciate it. I want to thank all of the callers that call in. You make the conversation, I'll make the program a conversation, because I can talk all day, but that's not what it's about. It's about a mother and daughter conversation. It's about, are we getting to a point where someone is being blessed in their spirit and giving them food and thought to move on the next week? So I appreciate you. I love you. Blessings to your family. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every listener, every family, every mother and daughter is blessed and that they are filled with love and joy, and that they are living in the moment of forgiveness. Father God, we're excited about next year. I am so excited. I feel like I can just take off and run. I thank you. I thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Happy New Year's, you guys. See you in 2012. Bye-bye.